Torah's assumption was that there is, when it comes to a goy, we know that there is a din of rodef, niten matzila benasha, even though there's no din of pikuach nefesh. If you remember, that's Reb Chaim's proof that it's a special din. Okay? I'm not going to review it. But both of his assumptions are questionable. The first assumption, that there exists a din of a rodef when it comes to Ben Noach, so the Reb Chaim's assumption is that he's running after a goy. A goy is running after a goy. Not everyone agrees to that. There are some who claim that it's referring to a goy running after a Yisrael. Maybe when it comes to a goy, there is no din of rodef at all. Number two, who said there's no din of pikuach nefesh when it comes to a goy? Who said? How do you know? Chaim assumes there's no such din because of a chaybem. The chaybem is by Yisrael, right? So yeah, parshas by Yisrael. Mama says it's parshas Achimos, not parshas Noach. That's what Reb Chaim is assuming. Not everyone agrees to that. Maybe the pikuach nefesh by a goy too. Why? Look, we have a din, Rabosai, on, this is the sugi, again, we're going slowly. Hopefully tomorrow you got the new series of Mara Makomas. No new Gemara, in other words, it's just, we're focusing on the same sugi, it's just more sources. So, just keep going through the sources in any order you want. Okay, you can pick your own versions, but all the sources we're going to touch on, at least briefly, Linetta. So the Gemara's over here, a Shaila. On the Ayin Dalam and Beis, whether there's a mitzvah of Kiddushas Hashem by a goy. And the Gemara concludes, Ein, with a small dalet is, 7 lines up, Ben Noach, Ein Mitzuva Kiddushas Hashem. Okay? No, he's not Mechuyev to give up his life. In fact, Tosis, the Baal Tosis, the Yom Tomar, for V'chai Behem V'Yisrael Ksiv, in other words, if not for v'chai ben, if a goy to eat chazer, I'll kill you. You have to give up your life. We have no to eat chazer. By a goy, there's no v'chai ben. So they tell me, give him a chai. Give up your life. You have to give up your life. Tosfos kash. Shlomar, the dilma lo itzchich v'chai ben ela ki hechid lo nelev shamitzus mirotzech v'na marasa. I feel the betzina yaharg v'yav al chuli alma. Now, you would have said that you have to give up your life derived from Rotsiach Namaras. When it comes to a goy, so there's no Yafus in the first place. There's no din of Namarasa when it comes to a goy. So the din is Hashem, even without V'chaibahem. V'chaibahem is only a counterweight to Namarasa. We know the big three are Vayav. By a goy, you never say Arav Yava. You don't even need v'chai b'hem. That's the most conclusion. There's no din of kiddush Hashem when it comes to a goy. That's the poshut shot here in the Gemara on the ayin dalid amud beis, right? Ayin dalid amud beis. Okay. So what does that mean in effect? What it means in effect is a din of yava v'yaharek. Why? Where's it come from? One suggestion is, you know where it comes from. Because V'chaibem applies even to a goy. Tosus does not apply to a goy. And if you look at Rav Shach, in that piece that we quoted last time, in the Avi Ezri, he seems to say maybe it would apply. And I want to be a raya that it applies. A funny raya that I had. I don't know if anyone brought this raya before. You know, when the Torah speaks, we assume it's only speaking to Bnei Yisrael, not speaking to Nachrim. But sometimes, if you look at the phrase of the Torah, you get somewhat of a different view. I want to show you what Tosfos in Masechta Yevamos. Did I put this on the Mara Makomos? I already forgot. Is there a Tosfos Yevamos in the Mara Makomos? Could be not. It's just a line. Oh, I forgot. Let's make it a little bigger. Everyone knows, it says, Zos HaTorah, Odom Ki Yomus Ba'Oel. So the famous Maamar Chazal, Atan Kruyim Odom, Ve'en Ov De Chochovim, Kruyim Odom. Famous Maamar, it's a Gemara Yavamas, Samach Aleph Amin Aleph. So the Torah says, the place where is called Odom. Rabbi Natan Mefarish, watch this now. Yesh Chiluk, Ve'en Odom, Le'Hor Odom. Of the Chachavim Bichlal Ha'adam Nenu Atam Kuyim Adam, and the guy is not called Adam, but he's called Ha'adam. How's the pasuk over here? I don't know about Balkari over here. Parshas Achimos. Asher Yaseh Osam Ha'adam V'Chai Bahem. I like that. So could be, if it's called the Reina Tam, Ha'adam would even include Nachrim. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. It's interesting. Okay, so let's chazer again. What did we say so far today? We said so far today two things. We said Reb Chaim made two assumptions, and both assumptions are questionable. One, Reb Chaim assumed on the Zayin Amid Beis the guy is running after a guy. Maybe not, but he's running after a Yisrael. Number two, Reb Chaim assumed there's no other pikuach nefesh by a guy, which also is questionable. The chazanishin is Gilyonis. I just saw a new version of Reb Chaim I never saw before this morning. It's out for how many years already?
About 45 years.
I never saw it. Yeah. Reb Chaim, all the people in the back, not just Chazon Ish. Whoever wrote about Reb Chaim in the back, it's even bigger than Reb Chaim, I think. More pages of that than the Reb Chaim itself. So the Brisker family are not happy with this at all. You'll see it. This one has it on his desk.
What was the second assumption? Sorry.
Again, one assumption that Reb Chaim made was that the case in Nun Zion is Ben Noach running after Ben Noach, which maybe not, maybe not after Yisrael. Second assumption Reb Chaim said. There's no head dinner pikuach nevish when it comes to a nachri. Okay, so then, because b'chayim is only by Yisraelim. So then there must be a new din. Reb Chaim's brought a new din of rodev, a special din of rodev, as part of dinim, which applies to Ben Noach and applies to Yisraelim too. That only had solas and nirdaf. That's Reb Chaim's whole word. It's tzvei dinim, classic brisk guitar. Tzvei dinim. I had things pan out afterwards. That's what Chaz Nishin understand. And I read you a saying from Sheila. Did he also didn't understand it? That's a later detail. We're not up to that detail yet at all. I want to share, Rabbi Osai, that the Minchas Chinuch addresses some of these things as well. Now, the Minchas Chinuch is a primary source in these sugis, because he has so much to say. That's why he keeps coming back to them over and over again. I mean, he's like amazing. The only problem I have with the Minchas Chinuch is that and this Bar Ilan, it doesn't tell you the letters in the new version. I gave you the letters in the new version. Who wrote the old version? No one looks the old version anymore. Nobody. I have so many copies in my house, what to do with them? If you want, we'll give you free copies. If they put this new version out, it's the old version is, became a little bit passé. So, fine. So it'll be hard to find these a little bit. I want next to bring my new Minchas Chinuch with me to be able to find, and I gave you the assignment, it's Reish Tzadivav, Sif Katan, Hey. So hard to find things, it goes so long. Here we go. Ben Noach, he says like this, Aft lo koy ale apostle, we call him inside a svara ein sarach limson nafsho. Who come ask on us a gemara. That's what Tosa said in that ein down the base. Nire, gam kein svara zu, the inside a svara toro lo tsif so limson nafsho for a tavera should be honest also. Ki my ass all the main over be maze of a shot nefesh. Avalim lo nenas, al zebak shu chole. The road says the hatzas nafsho bezuha verish yava inarasholas lasatzam bezeh. In other words, what's he saying? He's saying that a goy is not required to give up his life to face down a tyrant who tells him to eat avim and achai. But on the other hand, if he's sick and the doctor says eat avim and achai to save your life, you can't do that either. Wow. So that's what we're discussing in the next sugya primarily. two sugars from now. This if you heard Vayavar, the distinction sometimes between if a guy is trying to force you to do something and when a doctor tells you to do something. Not exactly the same. He brings proofs which I can't get into right now.
Is the same thing for a doctor?
No, different. 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 Oh, Rodev. Okay, let's talk about Rodev. I think it's everything is gold in Chaskeda, but we can't mine all the gold in one day. We're trying to limit ourselves to a little, you know, take one bite at a time for the Chaskeda. I think I found a place now. It says that by the end of Rodev, we now the Rodev. Samad Amarayach, Umakshinan, Hukashanar Marasa, and Moshiach. We did this Gemara. We saw. I ain't giving it out. We know this Gemara already. I am Tosfos. I was learned from Achteres. There it says, Mitzvah Kol Ish Yisrael Ahatzla Rodev, and near the Penavshal Rodev. Okay? And Echa Mevarav is okay. Right? Near it. The Lav the Goliath Torah Lo Habiyadina, the Nitzel Natsil the Penavshal. Avshal Pikuach Nefesh, Vechol HaMitzvah Nitochos, Mikom Makom. Ritzicha En Nidach Nidach Pikuach Nefesh, Machos Machosis. We saw the Gemara, see it again, the last line in Ayin Dalet Amin Aleph. What did the Gemara say? Not the last line, four lines up. Famous Gemara says this. It's called the Miyemar, but all of Yishonim call it Maichazis. Okay, actually, we have the Gemara Maichazis. Rashi's Girsa is Maichazis, the last Rashi, next to the last. Maichazis, the Dama Didab Sumak Tvei. Yodesha Yedamcha, so Chavir Venol, Yotzrecha, Yosef Idam Chavercha. Who said it's any redder than your friend's blood? So you can't say the Chaybem. So you can't kill somebody else to save your own life. It's a svara. It's a svara. Okay? It's known as Maichazis. Even though our gear seems to be Miyemar, the whole world calls it Maichazis. Rashi's gear says Maichazis. Fine. Im Kain. So what do you mean? You see Reuven running after Shimon. Why should you kill Reuven? You'll tell me to save Shimon. But who says that Shimon's blood is redder than Reuven's? So you wouldn't know automatically from the din of Pikuach Nefesh that you should kill Reuven. Okay? If can't have a meal, that's the hag, hold the business, that's a chavero. Kamash will uncrow the shari. Okay? He named El, my name of Uad, the Baba Machteras, Gamkin, Atohiti, Ratolish, Asmulahar, Kalrotfo. Umitevas, Fuhuka, Marbina, Nafish Acher. The Kandu, the Gamma Marbina, the Mitzvah, Bishach, the Hassel, and the Fimish, Afshal, Chavero, Rodev. You need a pasuk, otherwise, you might think that even the Nirdav can't kill him, Kavachom, or somebody else. Not over Resicha. Oh, what about Ben Noach? Oh, the Mishnah of Melech Nichols Melachim says, after Ben Noach, Ein Sorech Limser Nafsho, Ala Mitzvahs, we just saw it, Ayin Dalam and Beis, he tells you, eat Eber Menachai, he can eat it. Even if he tells you, do Avodah Zorah, you can do it. That's the case in the Gemara. Ayin Dalam is talking about Naaman. Famous pasuk. The last few lines that I and Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, what does it say over there? They're quoting pasukim, and it's a pasuk in Melachim. La davar azayistach Hashem lavdecha. He last Rashi in the daf. Be'achas shekibel olav Naaman shel Avad Avodah Zarah. Omer lo Elisha la davar azayistach Hashem lavdecha. Shani onus the davar shadoni achav nishna yodi v'chsev ayom lo lech l'shalom. I'm a holdalo. So goy, even for Avodah Zarah, as opposed to a Jew, need not give up his life. Okay? Good. Not for Avodah Zarah, probably not for Gilei Arayos, not for Eved Menachai, for nothing. What about Ritzicha? So the Mishnah Melech says, no, that's different. That's different. That's different. After Ben Noach, Ein Yotzer Limsor Nafsho Al HaMitzvos, Mikom Gam Al Shvichas Domim, Mechuyav Limsor Atzmo. It makes sense, right? Not everyone agrees, but that's what the Mishnah Lamelech says. Fine. Im Kain, look at this brilliant Minchas Chinuch. Look what's going on over here. Im Kain. Watch this. Lefizeh, Ben Noach Nirdaf, Osru Lahara Karodev. But look in Sanhedrin of Nun Zion, Kabechayotzibo, the Shrikhos Domin, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Shol, Nira Lehedra, the Heter Gomeru, the Ben Noach Nirdaf, Lahatil, Atzmo, Benafshal Sharodev. Like a Chaim, girls running after a guy. Right? Don't think it's only Reb Chaim on one side and everyone else gangs up. He goes, oh, goes on after Regoi. V'cheni b'Rambam, perek tes v'chus malachim. Davkom echad yochol atzim b'atzim v'yechad me'evarov. Ava b'lav hochi yavihet de gomor ben Noach running after ben Noach. L'chor akosha min nolon ze. How do you know it's true? How do you know it's true? What did Reb Chaim say? It's part of din. Remember that? That was Reb Chaim's whole vart. A new din of dinin. Chora, he's an unbelievable word. Zeraya Ledivri Marash Yafa, at the Parashas Drachim of the Mishnah quotes, the after Shvichas Dam Svaru, Mikomakom Lo Odif, Meavoda Zara Vigili Arias, Deinu Mitzuba Benoach Ein Sham. Woo! A guy who's told, kill him. John is told, kill Jim or I'll kill you. John's allowed to kill Jim. Parashas Drachim disagrees, but the Marash Yafa says he can kill him. How do you like that? The machlokes. John says kashar by the. John will ask the Besdin. Shimon Rabbos and Munchim. They told me kill Jim, I'll be killed. What's it then? They'll tell John. Depends who you ask. If you ask Marash Yafa, you can kill Jim. If you ask the Mishnah Melech, he can't kill Jim. I said, who's Marash Yafa? Who's Mishnah Melech? What do I do, Rabbos? So I wouldn't know what to tell him because the machlokes gedolei aposkim. Whether John can kill Jim to save John's own skin? How do you like that? We have machlokes even in the din of Bnei Noach. We care about the whole world. Noach had laws. Right? He's a machlokas gedolei olam in a very significant manner. Okay? Oh, if that's the case, Nicha, the Bishlam Yisrael, the Shvichos Damim, who be gimel averis, v'chadim sa'atz, nafsho, hutzcha tor legalas gabei rodef, the nidif v'chol olam utorim la'arok, es harod, shum bekuach nafsho. Ach, the koma komen, and nidcha sirim, nebuch nevish kanu, kder sakos, av ben Noach, the chol ha-mitzvahs, Nilchim ne bikuach nefesh, even shvichos damu kodem arash yafa. Kein imutzu ba kiddush Hashem. Kam yochol rapas atzim ba veir, that's my arash yafa, gam shvichos damu bichlal. Kel didei, bol avochi nilchim etzichim ne bikuach nefesh. Umut al harak amrodeif, ne bikuach nefesh, imken shaper, kam bebnei noach mut al atzil ben avshok. Yeah, oh, says the milchassin in chiddush niflo. Vekol zeh ben nirudav atzmo, the mut al harak amrodeif, harodeif, ki nilchim ne bikuach nefesh of himself. Aber ben Noach acher, watch this. John is running after Jim, and Chris wants to know: can he kill John to save Jim? So Reb Chaim would say yes, as part of dinim. As a new din, you have to save the innocent victim. Minchas Minach says no. It's no new dinim. It's just the old-fashioned din. You can save your own skin. You can't save someone else's skin. There's no gzeres hakatzin of rodev by Bnei Noach. What are you saying? Unbelievable. Aber Bnei Noach acher, Chris, also larak harodev achavero dekvar kasafti machas bikuach nefesh al acher, ein avero nidchis. In Cain, eish bikuach nefesh of nirdev Jim, also for Chris, larak harodev was John, kain nirali lechora. Achakach hea Hashem izborach es einayik. What's the pasuk? Ayin beis amid beis. We saw it already. I think Chaim may have quoted it. We saw it yesterday on our own on Thursday. Ayin beis amid beis. Vatorah arma, eight lines up. Shofech dama adam adam dama yishofech. Amra Torah Hatzal Damo Shozeh B'Damo Shozeh says the head of the Minchas Chinuch Ayin Shem B'Rashi the Cholerol so Yishpach Damo Shul Rodef Ayin Shem B'Zeh Apostle Nema Leben Noach Pashas Noach the Rodef Mutorim Lahargo V'Nishnes B'Sina Agabi Machteres V'Huka Afila B'Chol Adam V'Keshel Namarasa Hu Lemitz V'Gabi Yisrael Avinin Mutal Lahargo Nema the Ben Noach Venishus Besina Gabi Machteris. Vichol Milsa the Nema Venishus Zelazer Nemra. Who said this? You ever see this Gemara? It's on the next Shema Makom Mashiach, I think. Nun Zayin Aman Aleph. I'll show you right now, just to give you a heads up. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabosai. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the various laws were given to Bnei Noach, okay, and some apply to Jews, etc., etc. So, hold on. Gemara says, I must be looking in the wrong place. The Gemara says that any halacha which was given, oh wait a minute, I'm looking in the wrong daf, no wonder. Nun tesem and aleph, my mistake. It's on the Ma'am Makom, it's Nun tesem and aleph. Ah, I was thinking of the Zion before. Nun tesem and aleph, 12 lines up. Omar Ma'akom mitzvah shenemra lebnei noach v'nishas b'sinai l'zeh u'l'zeh nemra. That's what the Brichas Chinuch is quoting. We'll see that Gemara in Barichas mitzvah shem later this week. Okay, believe that. Okay? That's what he's quoting. So it's fast, so it's found. So then Kenga Bay Rodef, Zerasakosuf, after Ben Noach, the Mutalhogo, Af Ben Noach Acher. Im Ken Gam Ken and Rada de Marashi Afa. The Afim Noma de Ben Noach. Sorak Limiser Atmos, Shrikus Domem, Kom Gabi Rodef, Tira Torolo. The Afakakak, Zerasakosuf, Mobi Yisrael. The Acher, the Kak Zerasakosuf, Mobi Yisrael. After it's Sikhain and Nilkhim Bikuch Nevish, Gomer Rodef and Nilkhim and Bikuch Nevish, King Gam Bnei Gabi Benoach, Nami Rabosai. Wow. Achzeboru, the mitzvah Lecha Gabi Bnei Noach, Larak Rodef, Gabi Yisroel, Mea Keshi Alfinon, Vigami Katzosas Kapel, Losama Damayacha, Bnei Noach, Lo Nemu Psukim Alol, Rak Heteru, Abolo, Mitzvah Rabosai. How do you like that? What an amazing Minchas Chinuch. Okay, it's amazing. You gotta love the Minchas Chinuch. It's so brilliant. It's sheer brilliance in these few lines. Back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. Oh, I'll call upon him. One thing is relevant to us is that this Gzeres HaKosov applies even to Goyim, which is what the Reb Chaim assumed. And there were others who disagreed with Reb Chaim, so the Minchas Chinuch is on Reb Chaim's side. Yes?
Why would they have to follow by our Gzeres HaKosov, though?
It's because it's given to Ben Noach. The Pesach of Shovach Da'amon was in Parshas Noach. Gracious Perictes. Okay? And it's given to Sinai again by Baba Machteris. Let me ask you a shayla, Rabosai. A goy is Mechuyav and Gilei Arayis, right? Correct? The din we have over here in Mesechta Sanhedrin, on the Ayin Gimel Omen Aleph. Take a look. Elan there, Matzilan and Avsham, the Mishnah. What if Achachaveh Lahorgo? Or Achanara Murosa? Is anyone of the Gilei Arayis? So the person trying to be ma'anis, a relative of his, what did they say? Achoso. The Gemara discussed over here. Now, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We'll get to it, Mr. Shem later. Habal Achoso. So what's it in? Yes, Kichayev Knas. First Mishnah in Perigei Lenaris. Frank the Gemara. If a problem of Kol Limud Rabba Mine. Why? Because guys, Rodef Acher Achoso is can be killed by any bystander to prevent him. That's what it says. Sa'ka na rabba rasave mashiach. Yesh the mashiach b'chol davar she'achol oshiyo. What about goyim? Goyim. One guy is running after his sister to be ma'aneser. Okay. So we have, instead of John, Jim, and Chris, it's John, Jane, and Chris. John and Jane are sisters. And John's running after Jane. He has a Yetzirah for Jane. And if can Chris kill John, what do you say about that? Yeah?
Doesn't Kim Limit have any only by ownership?
Good question.
That's
an excellent question. You have a question against the whole Gemara over here. The whole Mishnah we started with, and I am Bezim and Aleph, says Baba Machteres, Shabbos, Shibas, Achavis. Yesh lo davim chayim, ain lo davim poti. You're asking a kasha. It's not an onesh. Just to say the nedav. That's your kasha. Why should you give the rabbi? It's a great kasha. So I told you last week. You see from this that killing the rabbi is not just an onesh. Excuse me. It's not just to save the nedav. It's also an onesh. How do we know this? I showed you the Gemara. He on shem ben adin. Did I show you the Gemara on last week? On shem ben adin. Must use the lashon of onesh. I can't find what I'm looking for. Here we go. Look at this. Ah, look at this. Da. There's a poshut etzli. The guy be b'nei Noach. Da'ke b'rodev achaver lahargo. Look at this Rashi Tavis. Wants to figure this out. Lou? Nitein. Very good. There's Rashi Tavis. They had no ink. Dimin chaskinach. Latzila b'navsho. I like that for Rashi Tavis. Mikra d'shofech dam ha'odam v'chule. Avarodev achar arayis. B'vadai osur chaver lahargo. To be Yisrael yafinan mikra. Ein Moshi Allah. Abba the Ben Noach, Shavu the Chol Averis, Odit Natsila Ben Avsha, Kakoli Yisrael Nehma, Abba the Ben Noach, Vizeh, Poshut. How do you like that for this Menachas Kenneth? Meiridik. 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 So Rab Chaim's din, Rab Osai, even if his rayas are less than perfect, because again, Rab Chaim's rayas based on two assumptions. One, there's no din. There is a din of Rodeg by Benoach after Benoach, which the Chasinich agrees with, but both the Chazanish and the Shach of Doiche, maybe the Zion is talking about Yid running after, a guy running after a Yid. And the other assumption of Chaim, there's no din of Pikuach Nefesh when it comes to a Nochri, is also not to be assumed necessarily. But the din is right anyway. How do you know the din is correct? Rights of Shach? From another Rambam. Another Rambam. There's a din, Rabbi Osai, of Yochol Atzilo B'Echad Me'Evorov. Right? Yochol Atzilo B'Echad Me'Evorov. We saw the Gemara a few times. Let's see it over here. Again, it's two places. Over here, Rabbi Osai, an Ayin Dalid Omud Aleph. Line number three. Rabbi Yonas Ben Shaul Omer. Rodev she rodev achaveh lahorgo v'yochol atzimach me'varov lo hitzil ne'erag olav. But the Rambam says, and we saw already last week, we'll see it again, because it's always time to chazan. The Rambam paskins that you would not be killed. In Hilchos Rotzeach. Hilchos Rotzeach. Rambam paskins you would not be killed. Watch this. Koleyochol ha'hatzel de'evim ye'ivora v'lotorah b'kach alahitzel b'navsha rodev ha'hogo ha'reiz ha'shoifech domim v'chayev misa. Aval ein bezn m'misa no, so why not? If the whole din of rodev is purely l'hatzel eschavero, he didn't have to kill him l'hatzel eschavero. There must be what we call nu dinim, a separate din. A separate din, right? A separate din that what? Saving, aside from the din of Rodev, a special din of Atzalah, a special din of Atzalah. Because the problem is, Rabbi said, we think that it's a special din, a new din, a brand new din. It's against the Mefurashi Gemara. Any brand new din. How can that be? I hope by now you all saw the Gemara. It was on the course last week. Dav Yuma Dav Pehe. Yuma Dav Pehe, Rabbi Osai. We saw this last week, we can see it again. Mefurash Gemara in Yuma Pehe Amud Aleph seems to say that the only source to kill the Rodev is what? To save the Nirdav. How do we know? Because Rabbi Shmuel, if you recall, is the one who derives, we saw this on Thursday, who derives from him. For Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchan v'Derech. Okay, and who is after him? Two other people. Nishal Hashela, who is the Pigum Nevesh is Dovah Shabbos? Rabbi Shmuel says, "Ima Machteres Yimotzei Ganav." This week's parsha, Mishpatim. Rabbi Shmuel the parsha of Shavuot this whole week. Umazeh Shesafek Al Maman Ba'asav Al Nefesh Uzba. Ushfiches Damim Mitameis Aretz V'Gav Shchinis Aresol. Nita Nesil Ben Avsho. Kavachom alipikuach nefesh, it's Shabbos. Rabosai, if there's some kind of new din, a separate din over and above Pikuach Nefesh that applies over here, then how can you derive Pikuach Nefesh from Baba Machteres? Maybe some sort of new din. You follow me? Reb Chaim said it's a new din. If it's a new din, maybe that's the only din. Is that new din? And there's no other din. And it wouldn't be able to teach us about Pikuach Nefesh, Pidocha Shabbos. Everyone understand my question? That's not my question. That question is asked by the Chazon Ish and others. Tremendous kash. Oh. Notice the Gemara's over here. Watch this. The Gemara is over here. Suffolk al Moman, Suffolk al Nefoshes. Ah. So then we're going to say it's a beautiful source for the din of what? A Pikuach Nefesh, Doches HaShabbos. But the Gemara Namud Beis says no. The Gemara Namud Beis says the real source of Pikuach Nefesh is what? It's V'chaimah. And all the other sources have a pircha. What's the pircha? Shmuel says v'chai behem. There's a pircha. And what's the pircha? And Rishmo. Dilma k'rova, dama rova, ma'itanu b'machtes agamara. Chazaka ein odom ma'amin atzmo al mamono. V'aymei d'yada d'kola peh, v'yikla kola poi katina leva tome b'olach shalom. V'ashikon v'adai sofek minolon. It's called a v'adai. So the Gemara seems to reject this. Reject it. So we said on Thursday for the Heilig Nitziv, that's not rejected. It's not rejected. It's just, it doesn't work, only works for Vadai, not for Suffolk. Nafka Mina, we said before, remember that we said, give me two cases from last week, where there's no V'chai Behem, but it's still Pikuach Nefesh. Remember, okay, well, how can it be if it's not alive? How can it be? Remember the two cases? Before life or after life? What's before life? Fetus. What's after life? Chiyas HaMeisim. As we saw on Thursday. In both of those cases, if you recall, first in the Shultus, the second in the Tosfos Bava Metzia, he used Lashon of Vadai. In fact, the Nitziv, why did Vadai? Suffolk also works. Answer the Nitziv, Suffolk works only when the guy is alive. V'chai behem. But a fetus is not yet alive, and a person who's dead is still not right now not alive. So of course, you can resuscitate the dead and save the fetus, but only if it's a vadai, according to the Tosfos and the Bahag, respectively. That was Thursday. Remember that? This is Thursday Shia. Guys, you chazering? That's a lapse. You have to chazer. This is important. This is going to be going over these things over and over and over and over again. These are your sardis, Shabbosah, not just details. Okay. So therefore, we're going to make the following suggestion. Contra the Nativ. In the Havamina, it was based upon Chal Shabbos, it was based upon Baba Machteres, or the other example, Chal Shabbos Achas, Vishishma Shabbos is Harbe. And those sources are never rejected. We'll see the Rambam quotes it somewhere. But they are limited to the case of Vadai. V'chaibem is needed to put in the case of a Suffolk. Oh. So the answer is given by the Gorber of Shmuel Rozovsky, who I thought I'd show you this whole fat sefer. He said like this, in the Havamina that Machteres is referring to a case of a Suffolk, we can derive Pikuach Nefesh from it. But the Maskana, the what? Ashkechon Vadai will say it's a din miyuchad, a special din that Rode Vishuter Damo. And it's not because of Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe there really is no Pikuach Nefesh by a Rodef. Why? Roll over and play dead. Don't fight with him. That's just only Rishus. It's only Rishus, not a mitzvah. Why isn't it a mitzvah? Because no Pikuach Nefesh. It's not called Pikuach Nefesh. It's not called Pikuach Nefesh. That's a maskana. Unbelievable. So it's true that in the Havamina it was a din of Pikuach Nefesh. The Maskon, it's a new din. Reb Chaim said it's a new din. Reb Chaim said it's two din, it means only one din. But Reb Shmuel is saying that in the Havamina it's Pikuach Nefesh, the Maskon, it's not Pikuach Nefesh. Why? In the Havamina it's a Suffolk, in the Maskon it's a Vadai. Now Vadai means Vadai. Vadai sounds like it's 100%. Is that really true? Is it really 100%? 100%? 100%? That's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Vada. It's called a vada. Well, both sides, the same source that we have here in Shas Bavli, Yuma Peheim at base, with the various Makoros for Shchilul Shabbos, what's the first? Baba Machteres. And then we have what? You have Me'al Mizbechi. Then we have what? The famous one. Shama Mishra Osa Shabbos. It's another case. There are various sources that are all found in an earlier source. What could be earlier than the Gemara? What could be earlier? What comes before the Gemara? Tosefta. Before the Gemara. Tosefta comes before the Gemara. Shabbos. Tosefta Shabbos in Peret HaZayin discusses this very case with similar sources, but comes to a somewhat different conclusion. A somewhat different conclusion. Tosefta, it says as follows. It says as follows. Watch this. Wow. Something's fishy. Something different. Wow. This is the Lieberman edition, not what I'm used to. Could be different programming? Change the prop. Now I know how to find things. I'm in trouble. Usually they have two different versions of the Tosefta. They have the original also, what they call Zuckermandel. They don't have it for Tosefta Shabbos. I have Tainus. I wouldn't know how to find anything.
It's in Perek Tesvav.
Tesvav it is?
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys are off by hand. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Tezvav Tezayin in the Lieberman edition. Om Rav Yosef, watch this. Minale begon nevesh adochas al Shabbos, shenema, es shabsoz et tishmoru. Okay, fine. Lezam mimila, as we have in the Gemara. Kavachomer from one Eber to many Eber. Fine. Om Olo, vimokon shabosu. Ma lahalon vaday velo safek. Avkan vaday velo safek. Not done yet. Avachi Omar, Moshe Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Iba Machteres Himotzi Aganov, Balabayis Mao vaday o safek. Heavy Omer safek, which is what the Gemara suggested in Amman Aleph. Im Horgan Nevesh Hagos Nevesh Besafek. Dinu shitchu as Hashabbos, lachas nevesh besafek. Holo nitnu mitzvahs, watch this now. It's a bekiva the hemshich. Holo nitnu mitzvahs le yisrael le yichyol spen shenemar, asher yasa osam odam ve odam ve chai behem. Ve chai behem shlofi yomas behem. Ein kol dobim vikul nevesh im avod azor jilash chas damim. So what's going on over here in the Tosefta? The Tosefta seems to say one long continuum. That pikuach, that the Boba Machteres is a case of what? Of Suffolk. What's a machlokas in the Metzias? Shabbosai, ask a shayla. A machlokas in the Metzias between the Tosefta and the Gemara. The Gemara calls it a vade, the Tosefta calls it a Suffolk. A machlokas in the Metzias? Our Rebbe taught us, when I was in Rabban Tzal, the Vetchik Shiva, my first year in the Shiva, he asked this question so many times. And it's a Litvish expression. A machlokas in the Metzias? Then he would say, a machlekes in the shiurim. It was a refrain by him. They all agree to the facts. The question is, what's the shiur? It's the same thing over here, in my opinion. They all agree to the facts. The fact is the chazaka. You know what a chazaka means? Chazaka means a rove. In most cases, the guy's not going to stand idly by when his money's being taken. Not at all. Most. So the Gemara uses the expression, ashkan vadeh b'babam achteres. Since it's a chazak, it's most of the time, it's considered to be a vada. The Tosefta says, it's still considered to be a safek, because it's not 100%. It's still considered to be in the category of safek. How do we paskin Shas Bavli against the Tosefta? Partially paskin like Shas Bavli. That rove is considered to be a vadai. But it's not mamish, a vadai mamish. Not vadai mamish. That's the chiddush of Bama Machteres. Even though it's not Vaday Mamish, it's still considered to be enough of a suffix to apply the principle of Hashkim Lahargo. Of Hashkim Lahargo. Fine. We mentioned, Rabosai, the question that Rav Shach brought a Raya Barura to his Yisod. There's no Pikuach Nefesh, Rav Machteres, from the Gemara Masechta Erev in Memhei, which we saw quoted, if you recall, in the Rambam in Hilchot Shabbos. The question, of course, becomes, how will others deal with this? We'll have to go slow. But before we get there, I want to discuss a following Shaila. We know that there exists a concept known as Rodef in Al Gemara. What if a person is Rodef after someone who is not an individual that you would kill his murderer? What does that mean? No. He's running after a person, but it's the kind of a person that you wouldn't, if someone killed this person, you wouldn't kill him. Oh, that's just a case. Very good. We'll see a little bit different. The Minchas Chinuch that I read to you in Simon Reish Sadi Vav is an unbelievable Minchas Chinuch. We're going to read almost all of it, because that's the next sugya of Yerog Vayavar. And it has things which relate to our sugya too. But Rodev proper is mitzvah tough resh. We're almost at the end. We only have Taryag. We're already up to tough resh. Watch how the Minchas Chinuch begins. This is to save a nirdav. The Rambam says, Tur, Shulchanarach, fine. What are the halachas? Harodev achaver lahargo, uposhet en chilek ben rodev achar godol o katan. Kol, watch the chilek. Shechayovin al retzichaso. Any individual is being pursued, that if someone killed that person who's being pursued, he'd be a capital offense, you have to save him by killing the pursuer. Poshet sharot v'hu b'chal rodev. V'chein achar evit knani. Look at this verse of Tavis. What's the next one? Oh? You're very good. You're a champion. Oh, shefcha knanis. I never heard of verse of Tavis before in my life. This is either al-korcha, al-kain, evit knani. It's a new one on me. Shefcha knanis. New one on me. Kevin Shen Erogin Aleim Havale Ritzicha Gemura Varode Flahoga Mitzvah Kodesh Yisrael Atzilam Lim Noah Harode Hafilu Benavsho Amen Yochel Atzilam Alim Yargos Harode If Yargoso Vim Eina Horigoso Ove Mishim Asei Zu Vigam Shnei Lavin Lo Sochus Lo Samadam Reyecha The Rambam Mechabit Vim Rodev Achar Akum O Ger Toshav Rabosai. We're not permitted to kill goyim. Can I make it clearly on record? We're not permitted to kill goyim. But in halacha, if a Jew kills a goy, it's not a capital offense. And therefore, pashut should also lahargo. If you see a yid running after any Yisrael, any Yehudi, can't kill him. Vaharga neragolav. Why? The lav bichlal re'ehu. The nochri is not part of re'ehu. So therefore, since he's not an individual who fits the category of what? Chayav al retzichoso, so you're not allowed to kill the rodef. Can you imagine that? That wouldn't play well in some parts of the world today. But what's the in-between category? Watch this. Achim rodef acharat treifa o go say speed adam she'ein chayav al retzichoso misa kimavu akan perig beis kan perig beis. Guess what means Raman Hilchos Roteach. Perek Beis. If you kill a treifa, you're not chayav. What's a treifa mean? Come on. You died in 12 months, right? We'll see. There's some details. Maybe he has to have some physical injury going along with that. We'll have to get to it as we go. Very, very important. Shaila. However, his treifa is defined. If a man kills a treifa, he's potter mimisa. Not allowed to do it. He's potter mimisa. So what if you see that someone's rodef acharat treifa? May you kill the Rodef? Must you kill the Rodef? Or perhaps not allowed to kill the Rodef? Says Eligam in Chaschinuch. Efshar, The Osir Larik Harodev, Tluhavi Pikuach Nefesh, Ukfor Amati Bezeb Parshas Emor, Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, call that Reish Sadivav. V'chein B'sharin Yonim, Moshe Tevis, no, my champion. Guys, figure it out. It's a brain teaser. She'eino chayav misa al ratzicha. Kagon. She'rotza lekofsu lefnei ari. V'chadome. Ein ramen perek beis and roteach. If you tie someone up and then the lion devours him, you're not, it's not a capital offense. Efsher. Kemen der roteach eino chayav misa. Be'ovar v'harogo. Eino nerag olav mitoras rodef. So you can't. But the Efshar came in the Mavuah of Yuma Brek Yom HaKippurim and they derived Pikuach Nefesh Doch HaShavetz Mabar Machteres Haimu Rodev to Doch HaAveira the Ritzich and the Pikuach Nefesh who are then for Koshken Shabbos for Rova the Dochi Ashken Vadei Al Koponim Svarosam that Torah Tzivsa Laharag HaRodev Nach with Pikuach Nefesh and Nidav and Cain and for the Kofsel of Nei Ari V'chadoyme that the Pikuach Nefesh Havle Rodef Umitzvah Lahorgo. He's not sure. Umikomako. Betrefa, even if you'll say that someone who's trying to kill somebody in an indirect fashion, tying him up in front of a lion, right? That you would be able to kill him, even though it's not a capital offense, because the Sukkah Sa Gemara indicates over here in Daf Yuma Daf Peh, that's a Pikuach Nefesh consideration, and he is a Nefesh Shalem. Just he's going to be killed indirectly, but Trefa not. But we call him Trefa. Efshe lo having pikuach nefesh. Why? Because it's not a nefesh gomer. If you killed him, you wouldn't be chayav no matter if you shot him with a gun. Uvechibur zeh nistapakti im b'shul pikuach nefesh the Trefa mechal and Shabbos. Atzilei kachas is something in the chinuch. We do this every single day. Terminal patients can't live a year with Mechal Shabbos for them. He's been so suffering about it. After the Chai Shah Mechal and Shabbos, Mikol Mekom, B'chai Gaba, the Chatiche Simen de Chivosa, looking at Sinedrin of Ayin Beis, Evshad and Mechal and Shabbos, means he's cut with a cut, which is a fatal wound. Maybe it's not considered to be a full nefesh. Maybe you're not Mechal and Shabbos. Do you believe it's unbelievable? That's what the Menachas Chinuch suggests. That's what he suggests. Why is he quoting Sanhedrin Ayin Beis? I wouldn't be surprised if it's a typo. Anyone have Michas Chinuch here or a different version of Michas Chinuch online? Something, nothing? I wouldn't be surprised if it's a typo. So I will let you look tomorrow, believe that you're bringing the fancy Michas Chinuch. I need Beis and Gimel. Because Beis is Reish Sadivav and Gimel is tough Reish. It'll be easy to find things which you have on our desk for the next few weeks because we're going to be going back and forth and I don't have the letters lined up, because this is the old Mechon Yerushalayim letters. It's hard to find things, and I think they may be typo. I suspect it's a typo. Right? I don't see an Ayin Beis what he's referring to. Okay, but we'll know tomorrow. Okay, I've been wrong before many times. We'll know tomorrow. Oh, where's my place? Efshed Mechal and Shabbos. U'mikol shken os larag arodev. Yeah. Ach ba'ari v'chadome. Have a pikuach nefesh in yin kol ha-mitzvahs. Have a pikuach nefesh in yizeh gam kein. To mitzvah la-arag ha-rodef. When we come to talk, even that's not sure. U-bossi, rak, le-orer. Yes.
If we're going to say that that a trefa might not be allowed to...
You can't kill someone running after a trefa.
Exactly, because he might not be considered a nefesh.
Right.
But aren't we then evaluating someone, like one person's blood?
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. We cannot make a subjective evaluation of whose blood is redder. But if someone can live in an indefinite period of time and someone is wounded so terribly that the doctor says he cannot live more than 12 months, his blood is not as red. I don't mean it medically. It could be as they may red blood cells, doctors. But it's not as red halachically.
There's a clear calculation going on here about whose nefesh is a higher value.
Correct. But there's an objective criterion, namely Reuven, if someone killed Reuven, he'd be killed. If someone killed Shimon, he would not be killed. That indicates that in Halacha's eyes, Reuven's blood is redder than Shimon's.
I don't know how to make that calculation.
I repeat, we cannot make a subjective calculation. Reuven knows whole shas. Shimon knows half shas. So Reuven's blood is redder, no dice. Shimon never opened Shas, no dice. You cannot make such subjective evaluations. But an objective criterion can be employed. With me?
Yeah.
Oh. Look at this now. Fascinating. Look at this. Gamnes tapak de liel. Im nema du makas pikuach nefesh. Im kain. Look at this now. Came in the kaiman sovet pikuach nefesh doch Shabbos. Im kain efsher. Berodev achar asufi. What's an asufi? The Melon Ksubis first parak? A foundling. He's nesef and ashuk. Baby. Shenimsa b'mokom machzi Yisrael machzi akum. Im horgen l'rodev b'sofi gamkein ar lehel. Umim batiki. Look back. Wow. Wow. How do you like that? He's not sure about a sufi either. Fascinating minchas chinuch. Fascinating minchas chinuch. Fascinating, Rabbi Osai. Fascinating. Halacha l'maisa, Rabbi Osai. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, Rabbi Osai. We paskin. You would kill such a person. A mefurish din in Shulchan Aruch. Where in Shulchan Aruch has his dinner? Yes. A guy who's going to cause others to die, even though it's not a capital offense, he's not shooting with a gun. What he's doing is causing Jews to die. We have to kill him. Even though, if doing what he's doing in Beis Din, in a regular Beis Din, based on what he did in the past, he would not be a capital offense. But to prevent someone dying in the future, we have to kill him, have to eliminate him. Where does it say so? Watch this. Watch this. Simon Shin Pei Ches. Look at this. Sifyud Beis. Mi she'osek b'ziyufim v'chadome. He's counterfeiting dollar bills. He's forging documents. The government finds out that a Yid is forging documents. And what kind of world are they going to kill all the Jews. That was Maisa Mechoyom. Kill all the Jews. V'yashlocha she'yazek rabin. Master, you warn him. Shlo yasa. Pemena mashkiach. Yichol el mostro v'lomar she'en achem misasik bo al zebel vab. You can give him to the government. Who's going to kill him, possibly. And say, he is the only one who's doing these things. Why? How can you do this? He's not chayav misa as such.
You can't kill him yourself.
That's another question. Maybe you can kill him yourself. Could be you can kill him yourself too. If you can't, if the government, whatever. Could be you can kill him yourself. It's possible. Yeah?
So we're allowed to trade one life from multiple lives?
That's another major question. Major question. No, answer is no. But this guy, his blood is not so red. That's a chiddush of Rodev. What's a chiddush of Rodev? If you're a Rodev, your blood is not as red as the guy you're chasing. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that's that the guy you're chasing is a full neshama. And if someone killed him, he'd be chayav misa. But if you are a Rodev, and the Nidav is also, so you're a Rodev, your blood is not so red. And the Nidav's blood is also not so red, then it's already a balance of two people, both of whom have less than perfectly red blood. Let's give that metaphor. Maybe you can't do anything. That's the gewaltig lumbus of the Minchas Chinuch. Ah, yes.
According to this lumbus, that means anybody performing an abortion becomes
anyone?
Someone who wants to perform an abortion.
Another question. That's beferish of Minchas Chinuch too. I wasn't going to discuss it yet, because did you bring it up? What if someone is running after a woman to abort her child? Can you kill the man who wants to abort? This is the abortion clinic controversy. I'm not. Everything I say is not halacha l'maisa. An abortion clinic, can you blow it up? People have done it, you know. Actually, I think lost their lives because some of these abortion blow-ups. May you do such a thing? I'm not discussing l'maisa. L'maisa chas v'cholila, chalila v'chas. Ever could contemplate doing anything violent in this country. Chas v'shol. But in principle, I want to know. So the Minchas Chinuch is going to suggest, we'll see it, maybe the answer is no. Why is the answer no? The same lumdus. This guy's blood is not so red, but neither is the individual that he's trying to kill, namely the fetus. That blood is also not so red, because if you kill the fetus, it's not a capital offense.
Like a lower level of
redeemer. Right? So it's like running after a trefa.
Two kinds of red.
That's right. Yes?
What about if two people who are involved in counterfeit are like one chasing after the other one, so they both have...
then they're both... I don't know how to handle such a case. I don't know. They're fighting about the counterfeits. Who got the most money in the counterfeit dollars?
They both have lower...
Maybe. That's a good shot. I don't know. I can't answer your question. Don't know. The problem is, Rabosai, the problem is that although this is what it seems to say, and not only is the Minchasik, he's not the only one who said it. He's not the only one who said it. Rabosai, we have a Rambam over here. Where's our Rambam? We have links in this Rambam? Yeah? Links? Watch this. Or Sameach. On that Rambam, get it straight. Halacha Ches. Watch this. He never wrote about Chaver Lahasis Bo Nochosh. Dover the pot and Hamas also. Like the lion. Lion, a snake, you know, picking poison. Came under its own, O Lahar Yisrael. Vadai Anit Lishamashim. The Mechasinik is Mesupit. Or Sumech is Vada. Came in that Kavana, Lahatzel, Nevesh, Yisrael, Mali, Im, Rotzel, Abdel, be open the Epotem, Mrs. Bezin. Who cares? Vika Shamuser, who me din Rodev. Vigarmi, be Alma Avi, because of Mitzel, Hatzel, and Napsho. This man has Sanhedrin. He's telling you, don't do it in Dvinsk. Don't do it in Dvinsk. What's the proof? The Hagos, Hagos, my mini. Hachter of Shele, Peregor, Brokos, Abdel, Chesim, Abzeh, Poshit, Old. Let's first see that. Let's go back. Back to the Rambam. Back to the Hagos. Hagos might be the very first thing. What? Not here. Maybe he meant the Hagos might be the Constantina. I didn't even remember. Oh, I have a Rambam. You ever hear that? Beis Yosef had a different version of Hagos Maimonides. It's written by Ashkenazi people about the Rambam, ironically. So we have one thing which is in our print, and the Frankel Rambam, except for the first volume of Noah, is not there. I'm so upset. They weren't up to it. It was the first one. Everything else afterwards has it. They quote Tfus Constantina. Maybe it's there, because I don't see it on the one that's on the screen. I don't see it either. I can't find it so far. Okay, go back to Osamech. Didn't find it. Osamech says what? Watch. Ein Agos Os Aleph. Hachter of Shila Per. Well, did I just have it? Os Aleph? Look at Os Aleph. Yes! It's an Os Aleph. It's Os Aleph of Vav, that's why I missed it. The Brachas Perak Aroa. Rav Shila, see? It's too fast. Rav Shila, Alke Alugavra, the Baal Kusis. Also, the Ocher Bekirtza. What did he do? He gave Malkus to a man who lived with a non-Jewish woman. So he went to the king. Ad have also the Koma Chazu, the Korlechu Chamri. Omer Hai Rodefu, the guy who was Malshin to the king, is a Rodef. Vator Omer, Abol Horgo, Hashkin Horgo. Machaya Bakufa Vakat, they killed him. Wait a minute. This story of Rav Shila, he didn't say, I'm going to kill the guy with this fellow Rav Shila with my own bare hands. He'll go to the king to kill Rav Shila. But that's only Grama. You see, Klar, Mefurash Gemara, Sarah Samach, what's the Mechasim Pilpling about? So, Mefurash Gemara, if you're going to kill someone in an indirect fashion, you are a road that you're going to be killed. It's Takapella Mechasim. Why did he call this Gemara? Isn't it Gavaldi Garai? Sounds like a Gavaldi Garai to me. And why the Minchas Chinuch quote, I don't know. Look in the footnotes of Minchas Chinuch, I don't have the footnotes. Maybe one of the footnotes quotes this or Sameach, it brings the Mefurash Gemara, to be poshut the unresolved question of the Minchas Chinuch. Fine. To us, it makes perfect sense. In fact, our Sameach is against the Mefurash Gemara. Watch this. Ulefiz et temua lidiri ha-gemara besugad isha misham chitzov. Is it on the Ramakomus? I don't remember what's in the first sheet, what's in the second sheet. I think it is. Let's see. Yes, it's the last Gemara before the break in the action here. This in the next version, how many of you have 3-4 breaks in the action? Right? There's only one break in the action. The little line of course gives you people a little bit of perspective. Next one has a lot more writings, and more breaks in the action. Got on one page yet? You'll figure it out. But Bekamach of Beis and Beis, I said see from Toshma to Toshma. Okay. Once the first time it's written out, and the second time it's with the Rosh Tapes. Have anyone gotten that far in Maimakomis? I'm just curious. Anyone this far in Maimakomis yet? Nobody? No one is this far? Gewalt. The Maimakomis is not so long. Short. Gotta put in time. Okay. Also, one typo I discovered. It says road safe one, but it should be road safe. You figure it out on your own. But, hope you'll be able to figure it out. My dollars, you know, dollars and sadi. So you can't tell the difference. My handwriting is poor. Bechlal. Okay. Thank you. Oh, let's see the Gemara Baba Kama. Let's see the Gemara. Instead of seeing the Erosamech quote of the Gemara, let's read the Gemara in its original. We'll come back to Erosamech in a minute. Let's take a look. Toshma, watch this. Hamadlik es HaGodesh. I set a field on fire. And there was a goat tied there. And there was a slave nearby. And the slave is burned up. But the slave is, I'm sorry, it was his fault. He should have run away. He wasn't tied down. I have to pay money for the goat. The Eved is tied down. So I cause his death. Ugdi samachlo, and the gdi is rolling around. Vinitsa vimo, and everyone's burnt down. Potter, why am I potter? Kim le nu, abosai nu. What are the four magic words? Kim le benirabamine, right? I'm chayav misa for killing the eved, and so therefore I'm potter and paying on the gdi. Says the gemara. Bish lama lamanda misha misham chitzav misham achi potter. What does Isha Misham Chitzav mean? I don't know Baba Kama and Yeshivas. Who are Baba Kama and Yeshiva? And then, so you know. What does Isha Misham Chitzav mean? When I light a fire, even though the fire is only spread by the wind, it's as if what? I shot an arrow. I killed him with an arrow. Follow me? Koach Acha Meruvbo. The wind is blowing my fire as if I shot the fire with an arrow. So I'm a murderer. Should I shot to pierce an arrow through his heart? So we understand why. Come with the rabbi. We understand. Elo the mandami shemamono, amai potter. Why do I say kill the benavim minay? Ilu kot al ture avda. If my shor killed an eved, hachin avdo mechayev. What's going on over here? No comment the benavim minay. If isha shemamono, so Shlokish answers. He's one of the shemamono. No, he tis begufo shel eved. The komle benavim minay. What does it mean? He took a fire. And he put the fire on the body of the servant and killed him. Frekta Samech, Ribbono Shel Olam. It's against the Gemara Brachas, against the Svar Pshuta. Even if Ishtem Shemamono, the guy's just as dead according to Rish Lakish as according to Rabbi Yochanan. So I lit a fire. The Evans tied up and can't move, and he dies. True, I'm not going to be chayav misa because Isha Misha Mamono, but so what? I caused him to die. It's like a guy who was malshim to the government, and I put him in front of a lion or a snake. Isn't that a murder kasha? Murder kasha, or Samech, his kasha is fantabulous. See it again? Look what he says. Tamuah the Gemara, we call it the Gemara we just saw. Yipole, nehid lo mechayev al zan misa kontem reshlokish. Yishem eshememono, kemo shereh masa shorom. Ava midin rodev chayev yischuliyama, shetzi lehu benavsho. As Tosus says, nemi rivam. Al hitzis, bidufo shal ava midin rodev, yun shom, de eisha vikemo hishich bo anokish de potter, uvachol zem rotzul anshem bo anokish vadeh havi rodev. What's going on? What's going on? So he goes like this. A dupe shot. The Gemara meant, Kibna, Someone can simply untie the knot and the eved can run away. I have no right to kill the fellow who lit the fire. I have an alternative. Untie the guy who's tied up. And therefore that's it. So that's a distinction which he draws. That's a bit of a problem. Why should it matter with the Isha Mishim Chit and Isha Mamono? Make up your mind. What's the difference? Oh. So I have a sefer which is called Imre Moshe. Who wrote the Imre Moshe? Ever see it? Ever see it for your life? Imre Moshe? Very ridiculous sefer. I read you from the beginning. Rav Moshe Sokolovsky, Rosh Hashiva's Brisk. It's reprinted in Tavshin Samaches. It was originally put out in Tav Resh Pei Aleph, 1921. Okay, it's almost 100 years old. It was reprinted in Tavshin Samaches, 2008. Okay? No introduction. It was right to the safe. Unbelievable. No introduction. There's a story about the safe. But I'm telling stories now, so remind me to have the safe was saved from the Holocaust. There's a story about it. So over here, I'll just read it to you. They wouldn't have this, would they?
They have an Imre Moshe. I don't know if it's.
Yeah, the same which one is it?
I don't know. It's in the Shut.
They may have it. Because I know in our Bais Medrash it's on the Shut. It says Shut Simon, but. And then why your Bais Medrash now says, I couldn't find it. It's on the Shut. Lamed. It seems about this. If they have it, would be great. Let's see in a minute. Just a second, yes or no? Imre Moshe. Let's see. Simon Lamed. If they have it, it'll be Valdik. Let's see. Nah. Not it.
Okay.
It's not it at all. It's a different Imre Moshe. Too bad. Ay, ay, ay. Chabad can't show it to you. I'll read it to you. You look it up yourself. I'll leave it to you on the desk. You look it up tomorrow morning. This afternoon. It'll be there. It's in Simon Lamed, Rabosai. Simon Lamed. Os Yud, Rabosai, in the Haggah. He writes like this. Listen very carefully. He writes, Yesh Lachkor, you can kill the Rodev. Why? Because it's Chayav Misa? Or no, Hatzolas HaNirdof. Which one is it? Said it can't be purely an Onesh. Because a katan rodev, you kill the katan, it's not a bar onshin, it's a shach's kash, remember that? You see, that hatzolas hanidav suffices to kill the rodev, even if it's not a punishment. He gives it another example. That even a little baby would have a din rodev if not for the fact that Mishmaya Karat filet. What about Ben Noach? Ben Noach went after Ben Noach. Again, he's a brisker, right? He holds like a pchaim. He's a pchaim Rosh Hashiva. Yeah. It was printed a few years after a pchaim's patira. I imagine they overlapped. The mamash a pchaim Rosh Hashiva. So he assumed that Ben Noach and Afnun Zayin is going after another Ben Noach. With Ben Noach, Vara Lekha Mitzvah Latzilo. Again, like a pchaim. He assumes a pchaim wholesale. He swallows it. Hook, line, and sinker. Umucha akarcha deyesh al rodev din mechuyev misa. Reb Chaim called it dinim. Valkein gam ben noach shem mitzuv al shvichas damim chal of din mechuyev misa mishim rodev. Umucha classical brisk deyesh berodev shnei dinim. One atzolas ha-nirdof. See that from the cotton. And two, chal alav din chiyuv misa. Now we can suggest, nay da'i de groma mutu larog es harodef. Aval ein zemitam the chal alav chiyuv misa. The rak barot zu lahorga biyodayim. Sheish al maisi retzicha kazu din chiyuv misa. Mishim rotzeach. Oz gam barodef esh alav chiyuv misa. Al shem self, all right? Aval im rot zu lahorga ay de groma. The end of Ritzicha Gazu Chiyav Misa Mishim Rotzeach Oz Gam Berodef Ein Alav Din Chiyav Misa V'achta B'chol Zos Muta Lahorgo V'atzol Asai Nidav Kimo B'ubor Luli Atan Nishmai Karat Filei. Watch this now, the punchline. Here's the punchline, Rabosai, the punchline. Ulefizi Yesh Lomar. This mom is your word from earlier. Your mom is your word. The Le'inyan had din come in with the Rabbi Minei, the Rodev put the Mimamon, Lo Shayach, Rakim Chal, Olav, Din Chiyav Misa Mitzad Atzmo. We call that an Onesh. He is punished now, the same as he'd be punished at the end of the day for capital offense of murder. Avamash Amut, Olahorgo, Me'atzala Sarnirdov. For example, a case of Grama, Lo Mikri Machmazeh, Mechuyav Misa. Sheyifta mimamon, the misasa huraka hatsala. You're half right. You're half right. That if you kill the road of oligarchs to save the nirdov, that would not be a reason to say come in b'derabba mineh. The reason we apply him, because in the average case he's running with after him with a gun, not with a groma kind of case, then it's an onesh al shem sofo. V'lo shayach b'zeh. Diata Machaiva Mishum Shtei Rishios. Tahamisa Sha'olav Eina Mishum Risha Rak Mishum Atzola Sarnirdov Rabosai. You know what's about Shtei Rishios? It says Kidei Rishoso. Al Risha Achas, not on Shtei Rishios. We're going to get that at great length as we go. Ah! Answer the Osama Mers Kasha. Myronik! Ulufizen Nicho, the Porok Lamandam Isha Mishum Amono, Ilu Kotl Turavdi. The after mutal lahorgo mishum rodev is the most in brachas. By Rav Shila, Avo bezeh lo shayach shiyifta mimamon, ki amisa zu eina elo kehatlas anirdov, v'lo machma shiyesh of chiyav misa, meredik. Isn't this meredik? Musik midvash. Yimei Moshe. You're right, and you're right, and you're also right. Everyone's right. It's beautiful Torah. Beautiful. You're right. If it's not an onesh, just to save a life, we would not take on the Rabbi Mineh. But you're also right, as a din of onesh, a second din, you were right from cotton. But you're at the end of the day, you're also right that if it's only a din of atzala, which exists when there's no chiyuv misa, then you would not apply kalim with Rabbi Mineh. You can kill him anyway, though, only for atzala. How do you like that? It's not beautiful Torah. This is such a beautiful Torah. Such a beautiful tense. That being the case, in the case of Moser and Zayef, you saw, you can kill him, but there's no din of Kamele B'derabba Minei. No din of Kamele B'derabba Minei. How do you like that? How do you like that? We saw earlier of Osai. The din, yes?
So why do we ever discuss the whole idea of Safi? It doesn't matter, it's even.
Oh, Safik. Let's talk about Safik right now. Talk about Safik. We know the Minchas Chinuch had a Shaila, we saw before, of Rodev Achar Asufi. Remember we saw that before? Rodev Achar Asufi. We saw it in Tuf Reish, and he referred back to Reish Tzadi Vav. I'll give you the hint. In our edition, it's Sifkaton Lamed Gimel on the Maram HaKomis. You think they're both on the Maram HaKomis? Minchas Chinuch over here on the Maram HaKomis. I have both. It's under the line, right, the third line, Reish Sadi Vav Lamed Gimel, and Tav Reish Aleph. In both places, the same Shaila, right? You have to get to it as soon as you possibly can. I don't mind you learning these before the Shia, after the Shia, whatever order you go in, it's all the same. It's all good. It's all good, because it's one major sugya that we're discussing. Fine. So he's not so sure. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. So he said, you know what? Safei pikuach nefesh is doche. The Gemara knew what that pehe. Not only that, but you don't even follow the Rov. But there's a problem. There's a problem. Rabbos, there's a problem. There's a problem. I wanted to know the order of the Maramah Kuntz. This is somehow not on yet. Where's Pesachim? To the second sheet? Must be, it's not this sheet, but this is forgotten. There's Pesachim on the second sheet?
I don't remember typing it, no.
Uh-oh.
I don't think it's there.
Pesachim is not on the sheet.
There's still time to add it.
Hold on. Oh, I have my original, the first one. Hold on. No Pesachim. It's left out. It's on the first sheet. I knew it. Rabbi, you have a sheet? Add it. This goes right after I'm in Chas Chinuch. See, when I checked for mistakes, I don't look for mistakes, but omissions I couldn't check. So write it down right now. Gemara, Pesachim, please write it down.
Where's this going?
Right after Minchas Chinuch. Right here. Right. Before Me'iri. That's an omission. It's a good thing we noticed it now. You'll be able to look it up. So, Gemara, it's right here. Big bold on the hand. Here, right. It's big there.
Yeah.
Gemara, Pesachim, Bezim and Aleph. From the word Mesve until Bezim and Bez, the word Mesve. And Tosis there. And Chidushe Rabbi Lazar Moshe Horowitz in the back. Okay? So since you don't have it, it's not your fault. Not your fault. Let's leave it out for the moment. But by tomorrow, hopefully you'll see that, I hope. Rav Pesachim. Very, very important. Very important. What? Be'ezim and Alf Mesve. Till Be'ezim and Be'ez Mesve. It's a few lines. And the toast is there. And Chidusha Belozo Marsha Horowitz. We'll wait till tomorrow to give people a chance to look it up. Okay. We said before, Rodef Acher Atreifa. I'm asking you a shayla. When the Menchas Chinuch discussed this, we saw it before, he was wondering, is killing a treifa Ritzicha or is it not Ritzicha? What would you say, Rabbi Osai? Guy goes over and kills him in cold blood. Is it Ritzicha or not? Sure, you're not going to get killed, but maybe it's Ritzicha anyway. Perek Beis. Let's look together.
So there's the Hatzalah, no?
Hatzalah for sure. Let's go slowly. Look at this. Guy kills somebody with a knife, with a sword, chokes him, burns him. Look at Locha Beis. I hire a hitman. Hitman. And the lion devours him. And a horror against Atzmo, suicide. Kol echad me'elu shofech domimhu va'avon hariga biyado. But nonetheless, v'chay misa l'shamayim v'yein ba'misa's bezdin. What's going on? You're not chayav misa's bezdin. You're not chayav misa's bezdin. That sounds a little bit strange, Rabbi Osai. Guy commits suicide. What are you pilpling about? If he's chayav misa b'dei shamayim or misa b'dei odom, he's dead. We'll get to that. Very good. Nafkamina, a maaseh shehaya. It was a very sad story some years back. A fine Jew. He got into trouble with certain things in his business. He jumped off the roof or something high floor, and then what they used to call the Pan Am building. What's it called now? It's right by Grand Central Station, a tall building. That's called MetLife Building.
Yeah.
Yeah, right back at the top of Grand Central Park Avenue. Right. Jumped from the 40-something floor, never to his death. But he landed on a car. I have a shiloh. Forgive me for this grisly shiloh. Is his estate responsible for that car? If you say that someone who commits suicide is chayav misa b'dei adam, what rule should we apply? But if he's only chayav misa b'dei shamayim, which is indicated by this Rambam, then maybe the estate would have to pay the money for the car.
Can they apply to treifa?
What does that mean?
If a treifa is...
If a treifa kills somebody?
Yeah.
I would say yes. Anyway, watch the Rambam. Every word counts in Rambam. Every word counts. Shriyoma shofech dam adam b'adam dam yishofech. Zehahorek bi'atzmo shloya de shaliach. Okay, you get killed. As dim chavon avshav seichem edrosh, next pasuk in Parshas Noach, zehahorek atzmo, suicide. It's only b'dei shamayim. Miyad kol chayad rishenu, zehamosech aver lefnei chayad letorfo. Put in front of a lion. And that's also only b'dei shamayim. Miyad ha'odam, miyad yishachim edrosh, nefesh ha'odam, zehasoch ha'rachei, l'hagas ha'ar hitman. Uvev perish nemer b'l shlosh m'nosh ha'drisha, haray dina mosu l'shamayim. Rabosai, even though it's not a capital offense, it's clear in Rambam. You're a shofech domin, avon hariga biyado, and you chai mitzvah shemayim. No mitzvah beis. You with me so far? But the Minchas Chinuch sent us to Perek Beis for a different story, for a treifa. Halacha ches, hahorig es a treifa, afal pisha ogel v'shosel mahalach b'shuk. How is a potter me dine adam? What did he not say? What did he not say? The whole litany of Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, he's a bum, he did not say it in Halacha Ches describing a treifa. He just has to say simply, Pater midine adam. Pater midine adam. That's all he says. Pot, nothing else. What would you say there? If I'm asking you a shayla, if someone kills a treifa, we know he's pater midine adam. I'm asking you, is he a rotzeach, yes or no? According to the Rambam, what would you say? What would you say? You saw Bays, you saw Gimel. Right? Once we hear, let's talk about Dalit. V'chol elo arat tzchonim, v'chayotze behen, sheni m'chuyom b'mizis bezin, im rotza melech Yisrael l'horgam, v'din ha-malchus, v'din ha-konas olam, ha-reshus b'yado, or bezin b'arot shah, because they're arat tzchonim. They're arat tzchonim. All this is missing in Halacha Ches. One might therefore deduce that a guy who's a treifa is not a rotzeach at all. Do we give him after Yoina? Call for Shlishi. Is there a difference we should give him?
Tess?
That's for Karek. A treifa will kill somebody else. It's a different story. No. That's a different story. Don't kill the treifa. So I would say, left to my own devices, that someone who goes to treifa is not a rotzeach at all. He's a terrible Jew. He deserves to be punished severely. But he's not a rotzeach. Not the same as Halacha Beis and Gimel. There you killed an Adam Sholem. You killed him indirectly. The Michal Sinach made this distinction. Right, with respect to Rodin. He said, even if you'll kill somebody who was running after to kill someone indirectly, and you will kill him, which is what we assume based on the more brokers of the Ches we saw. Whether you say Kol Rami or not, it's a different story. That's Yimah Babakama. Fine. But if he's running after a treif, maybe not. The Michal Sinach himself suggests that. Maybe he's not a rotzeach at all. He's killing a treif. What am I saying to you? This is against. There are possible hold this way. Rabbi Yisraeli wrote this way. Zichrono Levracha. But it's against the Briskerov. We don't mess with the Briskerov so lightly. The Briskerov, you know, he's very, very. I don't mean Reb Chaim, I mean his son, Yitzchak Zev, Chibush Mor and Rizal Levi. He has a whole piece about Bama Machteres. I mentioned to you once at the very beginning, I think the opening shiur on the Rambam's Lashon, why he goes in a funny order. The Kitzur Nimitz in one word, because we're basically out of time today. Just one word from Brisker Rav, and the rest, tomorrow, I'll show you Brisker Rav, he'll put that, same way he made pictures of the Reb Chaim, his son deserves no less. So I'll show you to the, tomorrow, remind me. But let me get you this one second Rambam. Hichus Geneva. He quotes the din of Rabbi Mataris, Perites. We mentioned this at the very beginning, remember the first year. What did Rambam say about Rabbi Mataris? He writes, Hababa machteres me meyom and belaila ain lo damim. Elim hargo balabais o sharadam pturim. Stop. It's an independent din. Ain lo damim. Why ain lo damim? Don't ask many questions. Brits, we don't ask why, we ask what. Ain lo damim. Pasuk mafurish. Ain lo damim. It's a quote of pasuk. Stage two, which we asked logically, should have been stage one. The Rishus comes afterwards? He should have said, it's Rishus to kill him and therefore ain't no damim. No! Ain't no damim. Over and above that, Rishus. Amazing. Svei dinim. One is a gavra katil ain't no damim. And two, Rishus to kill him. And get an impression of Rishus to kill him. Even if you perhaps, we'll see later in detail, even if you could have saved him otherwise, v'chule. It's very thin. So this Brisker Rav, in that very beginning of his piece, says, this is a kalach hayad, if you kill a treifa, it's a chiyav ritzicha, it's a din ritzicha, you're not chayav misa de shemai, misa b'dodam, ain lo damim. We had a deacon Rambam, it's not even a misa ritzicha. We're out of time. We covered a lot of ground today, Rabosai. Tomorrow, we'll start talking about psochim. That's your first Maramakam, and then we'll try to cover.